This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
But Colonel Douglas McGregor was asked on a podcast recently, what is America's next big war? What's America's next big fight? Ukraine, Iran, where's it going to be? Middle East somewhere? Where's it going to be? Here's what he said.
If we do not deal decisively with the illegal aliens and the cartels that work within that framework inside the United States, literally go to war inside our country, after we seal this border, and I mean seal it. I'm not talking about what we've got right now. So we've got to change the personnel.
Americans live in a silly little bubble. They don't understand what the Democrats are importing. They don't understand the existential battle we are in right now. We laugh when Democrats drink margaritas down in El Salvador and try to save St. Kilmer. They don't look deeply at why are they trying to save St. Kilmer, because he was key to their human trafficking network. Trump is disassembling it, and they are fighting like hell. What does it look like if they win? Good to have a daily reminder. This isn't just about illegal immigrants taking jobs and some crime. No, this is much bigger. You are watching the merger of the Democrat Party and the cartels. They love the idea of being on the payroll of sharing in the proceeds of the crime, the destruction. They love having the idea of having muscle. They see how it goes down there and they want it. The headlines today, oh my gosh, the headlines. Let's start here. It is, unfortunately, in Mexico, murder season, otherwise known as election season. If you do, you have two choices in Mexico. You take to pay, you get on a cartel payroll, you do their bidding, or they kill you. Pretty simple. Cartel headline, cartel shoots and kills Mexican mayoral candidate and her daughter. The two federales who were protecting her, there's no protection from them. And they live stream the whole thing. Just so everybody can get a good look at what happens when you don't take the cartel money. That was beginning to happen here, folks. It was happening in Aurora. I'll explain that in a second. I'll have to explain it to you guys who listen to my Battleground America podcast. You know the answer well. Yesenia Lara Gutierrez of the governing Morena Party. She is of the party of the president of Mexico. Was gunned down while she was greeting supporters. You know what they did? They live streamed it. They live stream it so that everyone could see. This is what happens when you're not with the cartels. Democrats want this. They love it. And they will bring it here. They were well on their way. That was headline number one. Let's keep going, shall we? A Mexican politician and her husband had the United States tourist visas revoked. Not just any Mexican politician, though, but a governor. U.S. media went wild. Why would Trump do that? So mean. He hates those Mexicans. Racist. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum addressed the allegations during her press briefing. Why would Trump do it? So mean. Well, the DOJ started looking into her after she was pictured with the head of the Sinaloa cartel, Emmanuel El Botas Serrano. Weird. While campaigning for mayor. So she's not only pictured with him, he didn't try to kill her. That's suspicious. DOJ smartly, we got to start doing this. Starts going through her U.S. accounts. What'd she find? What do they find? Cartel money. A ton of it. Running through the governor's accounts. This is how it works in Mexico. And they yanked her visas and froze her accounts. Okay, so this is not just a mayoral candidate. This is a governor. Baja California Governor Marina del Pilar. You know who was hanging out with her last year? Yeah, Gavin Newsom. Oh, yeah, it's great. Torn a place. You don't think Democrats want this deal? Democrats want this deal. How bad is it in Mexico right now since killing season has begun? A record 661 attacks on people and facilities related to politics reported in just the last year. The last election season before this one, 123 assassination attempts, 67 kills. Well, they didn't take the money. Let me play this for you again, Colonel Douglas McGregor, because he and Trump are probably the only ones who understand this.
If we do not deal decisively with the illegal aliens and the cartels that work within that framework inside the United States, literally go to war inside our country after we seal this border. And I mean seal it. I'm not talking about what we've got right now. So we've got to change.
That's what the fight is. This is what the war is. It's what all of it is. It's what it's over. Pete Buttigieg yesterday, he thinks he's going to be president. Talking about St. Kilmer, who we know is a human trafficker, who at the time he was pulled over by the Tennessee Highway Patrol was wanted by Interpol because he's an MS-13 gangster and a human trafficker. What did the FBI say? Highway Patrol, Tennessee said, hey, you're going to love it. Guess who we caught? And he's got like 10 illegal immigrants in the van and he's driving a van of a convicted human trafficker. Runs illegals. Including to South Carolina, by the way. He ran them to Maryland and South Carolina. They thought the FBI would be thrilled. We got this guy. He's wanted by Interpol. The FBI said, let him go. Why? Merger with the Democrat Party. Cartels. It's the plan. That's why Pete Buttigieg yesterday was out saying this idiocy about St. Kilmer.
They're saying like, oh, well, this guy, you know, he's a criminal. The whole point is that no one person, least of all, no one politician gets to decide that you're a criminal. Who decides? We have a process. We have laws. That's what due process is. You're not a criminal because the head of the government of the country you live in says you're a criminal.
They have already merged with a lot of these gangs, and Trump is deconstructing their networks, and that is why they're fighting like they are. Folks, Jimmy, just this week, okay, headline. I didn't even get to this. This was May 11th. Venezuelan hitman arrested by ICE in Texas. Pretty famous guy. He's just walking around, Trinidad, Aragua. Just walking around. And then we go, when we look, see, okay, well, he snuck in here, right? I mean, Biden left the border up, but wait, we caught him? Mm-hmm. He was wanted by Interpol. Yeah. What do we do? Oh, we let him go. We just let him go. Yeah, we did give him a notice to appear, but he didn't care about that. We let him go. Do you think that is an accident? At some point, we have to start to say to ourselves, that's not an accident.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, Claudia Sheinbaum, president of Mexico, was asked by Trump, hey, let us come down there and start killing the cartels, because that's what it's going to take. That's how you end this equation. You take out half of it. They can't merge with the Democrat Party if they are dead. What does Sheinbaum say, president of Mexico? No. Media goes wild. American media. Trump wants to, he wants to get sovereignty. They have sovereignty. They can't go down there. Why does Claudia Sheinbaum said no to killing the cartels? Because they will kill her so fast. And Trump rightly said she's terrified. They just took out a mayor from her party and her daughter and live streamed it. They got four more years. That's coming here. And folks, they were starting Aurora. Because remember what Trinidad Aragua said to that the guy who owned the apartment complexes. You better keep paying that. We're taking your apartment complexes. You better keep paying taxes or we'll kill your family. They started selling little girls out of them. And we later learned Department of Homeland Security and FBI briefed them and said, yeah, Trinidad Aragua is taking territory. They're taking these complexes. From the police chief all the way on up to the governor, they were briefed and every one of them Democrats lied. No, that's not true. Now there's no Trinidad Aragua. Here's not happening. After they had been briefed that it was. Why? They're already beginning to lie for these cartels, for these gangs, for these international criminal syndicates because they want to merge. This is a war on our soil. But the good news is we notched a victory yesterday. Grand jury indicted that thug judge, the one who said, oh, there's an illegal here who beat a woman and put her and her friend in a hospital. I got to protect him. I got to get him out the door before ICE gets a hold of him. We were told that was just Trump being mean, that she was arrested. Never mind that a federal judge signed off on the warrant. Well, guess what? Yesterday, a grand jury indicted her. Indicted her cartel-loving rear end. She's going to stand trial. Good. We have to teach these Democrats they can't merge with international criminal gangs or we're going to live in a hell, well, like this. With headlines like cartel shoots and kills Mexican mayoral candidate, her daughter, and two other people during a Facebook live stream so everyone could see who's in charge in Mexico. Still skeptical? They're merging? Folks, I can't play this audio enough times. It comes from the Attorney General of the state of Texas. It was from an interview last year before the election, and in it, Paxton warned that the Biden administration, i.e. the Democrats, were merging with the cartels, and together they were building networks that would last long after Biden was gone.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Remember, even worse, when Texas tried to stop it using their own National Guard, putting up their own barriers, the Biden administration sued to have the barriers removed so the cartels and Department of Homeland Security and the illegals could continue their illegal human trafficking network.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy. And it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
Now, notice something, folks. The people the Democrats are fighting the hardest for aren't, for instance, that grandma who drove onto the military base accidentally, illegal immigrant gets deported. Yeah, they're talking about that. But the hype is around the criminals who also happen to be illegal immigrant gang members. That's where they're focusing the most attention. Why? Because they don't want these networks disturbed until they can get, and I think, folks, it'll take just one more Democrat presidential term until they can get the kind of deadly, terrifying power that the cartels have in Mexico. Power that will give Democrats the option to either go on a payroll, because that's how it is in Mexico, or have those who won't, i.e. your political competition, eliminated violently. The good news is Trump appears to know the stakes. He's going to have to go in and kill these cartel members. It's the only, especially the leadership, it is the only way, and I'm talking wipe them out down to the lowest levels. They could do it from the sky. They could do it with satellites like they did with Soleimani. It is the only way to keep them from ultimately merging with the Democrats if we don't win in 2028. And the atmosphere of terror down in Mexico, where they ultimately control the politicians, spreading up here. Trump seems to understand the stakes. When the president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, who's the same party as the mayor and the daughter who were assassinated on that live video, after Trump offered to clean the cartels out of Mexico for basically kill them all, she said no. She didn't want that to happen. She didn't want American boots on Mexican soil. Trump, well, here's what he said about that.
The president of Mexico is a lovely woman, but she is so afraid of the cartels that she can't even think straight.
Someone fighting?
Yeah, let's keep that down in Mexico and wipe out the cartels. Trump should start now.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.